We are learning Masechtas Chulin. Taf Ayin Zayin Abayis. We're starting a new Mishnah on the bottom of Taf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Sok to Mishnah. We learned already in this parak by Arichos that if you find a behema inside a behema, you find the uber inside a behema, you shech the behema, the uber is mutter. What about the sack, the shilya? The shilya is not such a good edible piece of meat. It's not basically not edible. But what about the shilya? You want to eat the shilya. You're crazy, you want to eat the shilya. Is it mutter to eat or not? When you shech the mother, is the shilya mutter to eat or not? That's the question. So,
hashechet, what's the edible
thing? Cool, it's part of the mother. It's not. It wraps around the uber. It's something it's separate. It's something that's not part of the mother. It's not a limb of the mother. The mother doesn't have a kidney and a sac. No, it has a kidney, and it has a heart, and it has lungs. It doesn't have a sac. The sac is part of the uber. Now, you can tell me, okay, the uber is mutter. Why shouldn't the sac be mutter? So maybe the havamina will be like this. It says, behema in a behema is mutter. This is not a behema. It's a shilya. That's why you need a special drasha. One of drasha to tell you that anything in the behema is takam mutter. So ashechet is a behema. Matzah ba shilya. You shech the behema and you find it in a shilya. Nefesh yafa techlana. If you're a easygoing fellow and you could eat anything, you're not at all particular. You could eat it if you want. Va'ina matamalav tumas oichlim. It happens to be it's not matamal tumas oichlim because it's not called oichel. It's not called an avela either in a case where it dies, and if the whole thing is an avela, it's not called an avela either. You know why? Because an avela is only basa. This is not basa. Chishavala, if you thought about it, say, I want to make this into oichel, something called achshave, you can make something into oichel, chishavala, metam tumas oichlim, metam tumas oichlim. Avaloi tumas avelas. But it's not metam tumas avelas. That means if you think about it, you can make it into tumas oichlim, but not tumas avelas. But not carrying things tumas avelas.
Once he's eating,
yeah.
It's
meila. It's oichel. No, you have to be achshvei. You have to think about it. If I just eat something, I can eat some dirt. It doesn't make it into oichel. You have to be achshvei. There's something called achshvei. Like that's why it's a whole shiloh on Kippur to eat medicine. So people think it's a hamshah mutter. There's a sugya of achshvei kubi, like you're saying. You're eating it already, making achshvei. I'm not getting into the achshvei now. But the way you can make it oichel. But the veila can't be. It's not possible. Shilya shiyotzim iksasa. If the shilya came out before the shchita. And then we have a psul yotzei. The halacha is, it might be asur. Why? Asur ba'achila. Because maybe the head came out of the behema in the shilya, and the shilya gets the same, is bottles tuffle to the behema, the uber. If the uber is asur, the shilya is asur also. So if the shilya comes out, and with choshes, maybe part of the head came out, or Rashi Baba Kama says, with choshes, maybe roiva the behema came out, so there's a leda, and the whole thing is asur ba'achila, not only the baby, the uber, the shilya as well. The shilya is tafel. If you look at the Rashi, three lines on the bottom, end of a line, it's not on this Gemara exactly, but it says, Barikah Yilud, the shilya basrei azla. The shilya goes after the uber. Simav labi, simav labahema, it both coming out is, just like simav labi isha is, it comes out roiv, or a head, same thing is by behema. Therefore, we're worried the head or roiv came out, therefore the shilya that came out a little bit is asa ba'achila. Hamivakeres she'apila shilya, a mevakeres, which is some, a behemoth was having its firstborn, it's a bechar, that was mapel shilya. The halacha is, and we don't know what's inside it. Inside it is something that's machui, that we don't know which type of baby is it. So we don't know if it's a bechar or not. Yashichena klavim, you can throw it to a klavim. Aye, it's a suffolk bechar, why throw it to a klavim? So the Gemara says, because there's a two stalim to be makel. First of all, maybe it's in a keva. And even if it's a zachar, maybe it's a nidme. Nidme means if a behemoth gives birth to another behemoth, it's not like it. Like an aiz gives birth to a keves, then it's not a bechar. It's nothing than bechar. So here it's a svek sveka, basically, roiv tzadim, that it's not a bechar, and therefore yeshlana klavim. Mashenkim u'kadoshim to cover. You should bury it. Why? Because even if it's in a keva, it could be kadosh. Sai zachar in a keva, and therefore to cover. Now, the loch is that the ain kaver moisa, you can't bury a shilya beproshas drachim on the road by the crossroads. Vein tell myself Elon and don't hang it on a tree. Pedarke amiri. The goyim were noyig as a good luck charm that they used to bury it by the crossroads or on top of a tree in order to be a skula that it should not have any more miscarriages, or people should not have miscarriages. It could be both ways. Or behemoths should not have miscarriages. Do this as a good luck charm. Should not do that. Star Kemari. Don't do that. And we'll see the Gemara. We'll discuss this a little bit at the end of today's shir. So, Tumor Vaita. Minon Amili. How do we know this first din? We said that a shilya is mutter to eat if it's found in the behema. And like we explained before, the shayla is, it's not a behema. It says behema, bibehema. So how do you know? Another thing the pasuk says, kol behema. It says kol mafres is parasa, and it says ba behema. So anything ba behema, kol ba behema techelu. The rabbis has a shulya. The marba shulya. Yochafu yotzim eksasa. Maybe if it came out a little bit even as a leda, maybe you think you could eat it. We have a meat also. Oisav lo shulyasa. Right, the Gemara. I need a pasuk to tell me that the shulya comes out. I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to eat it because maybe it's a leda. Mechti ain't shulya b'lev lad. So maybe there's a leda and the shulya goes basar of lad. So that's why you can't eat it, not because of oisav. Angel of Allah, Lomali Crow, we need a pasuk. Are we right? Crow, smacht vamu. We don't need a pasuk. Pasuk is smacht vamu. The real reason is because of Leida. Oisa is a smachta. What do you use Oisa for? So Rashi references the Gemara we had before. Oisa is teaching us that if a piece of the tchoil or the cloyus of Behema, a piece of the kidney or the spleen of Behema cracked off and it's inside the Behema, is that called Behema? No, you can't eat that. Even though it says called by Behema, you can't eat it. That's what we really use Oisa for. Talking about vitamin and tam. It says in our Mishnah that this shilya is nishkin oichel, and therefore it's not matama tumas oichel, not tumas avelus. Let's say you took the or of the chamar, you cooked it up, made it into a good beef stew. Mao, is it matama or not? Samar says, what is your shayla exactly? First of all, chamar is the most meas and disgusting type of skin from all the animals. But here, the question is it matama tumas oichel? Obviously, it's trey, but not having to eat it. Why does it have tumas oichel or not? Mao lemai il tamat tumas oichlin tanina. It's a first halacha. On base now il tumas avelus tanina. If you were handling tumas avelus, also a first halacha. Now I'll show you tumas oichlin the tayilut in a brisa ha'or va'ashulya or and ashulya ein matamat tumas oichlin. It's not matamat tumas oichlin. What about or shesholku? If you cooked it va'ashulya shechishla or ashulya that you thought of it and you were actually and you said I want to make it into oichlin, then matamat tumas oichlin. So it's a furish of brisa that skin and hides that you cooked up, made into beef stew, avada, it's mitam to mazaychle. So is that yishayla? It's a furish halacha, furish of brisa.
Even though it's a
chamar? Even though it's a chamar, yeah. Don't do it kosher, not kosher. Something that's a oichel is not an avela. So here, you cooked it up, it's a oichel, it's not an avela. So it has tumas oichle. Tumas avela is also, and tumas avela is nami, tanina, that we learned also in a brisa. So here, also we learned in the Braisa that the question is, are considered basa or not? Tumas, now, if something's an avela, by the way, I can't make it into oichel, of course. But here, we're going to see in a second, the or is not an avela. So could it have, is it not tumah at all because it's nothing, or can I make it into oichel? And it says in this Braisa, I can make it into oichel. Tumas avela is not tanina. Benivlasa, veloi bar, says, dafka, you touch benivlasa, you become tummy. Veloi bar, or not the skin, veloi bar, not the bones, lovi gidin, not the tendons, lovi kanai, not the horns, lovi the fire, not the hooves. So we know, Clark, that no such thing as or that's tummy. So what was your question? You have a question, Chamar? It says like this, Chamar shashol kuma. What's your question? I'm not happy with your question. Oichel is before shabraisa, and it's not tummy to avela is before shabraisa. So he says, I'll explain my shayla. That's going back on the case of Nevelas. Even the Havamina of Nevela was a case where I made it Tzike Kedero, which means I made it into a boss a little bit. Still, the Lacha is not Matama. But like upon him, we don't know what the Shaila was, the Gavi Chamar. The question is, the Gavi Chamar, what is the question? Gemara says, the question is a guy like this. I have a tumas oichlin. Loim tumas oichlin. Mishani or chamar the ba'is. The question is like this. Avada, we have a brisa that if I took or and I cooked it up and made it into a good food, it's called oichlin. Or chamar might not. You know why? Because or chamar is so disgusting, it could be that I can't make it to oichlin ever. And that was the shiloh.
That's relevant to
tumas oichlin. Well, again, why not? It's not an avela, right? So one of them can be matama. It wasn't a geya. If I cook it up, now it's a piece of beef stew, which the goyim eat in the nearest inn. And now it becomes tummy. There's a sheret touches it. Is it a makabel tum or not? If a sheret touches a tree, a branch outside, it does not become tummy.
It becomes tummy then what?
Now if I touch it, whatever. Now if my food touches it, it becomes tummy. It transmits tumma now. It's very big enough for me now. My food, yeah, it transmits tumma. So that's the question: is it tummy or not? If you have a branch outside, it's not tummy. This will be tummy. Yeah. So the Gemara writes, the Mishnah says shulya shiyotzasa, yotzasa went out. So it says if it went out a little bit, we're already worried. It's asva achilo because maybe it had in it the vlad, or maybe the roish was in there, or roiva the vlad. Omra v'lazar, Loishanu. Now the question is, maybe it's silly, did not have a vlad. So what's the shaila? So what was that? What chayshus of vlad? Look inside. We didn't see. We don't see. The case is, we looked inside. We didn't see a vlad anymore. So question is, are we chayshus of vlad or not? So Mishnah sounds like we chayshus for a vlad. Amar Avlaza, because there is a klal, ain shilya below vlad. There's a klal like that. So Amar Avlaza, loishanu el she'ain ima vlad. That's only if there's no other vlad in the mother's stomach. Av yesh ima vlad, if that we find in the mother's stomach a vlad and a shilya comes out, ain't choshev vlad achi, not choshev a different vlad. We say this shilya is part of that vlad, and therefore, we're not choshev, it's not a vlad, and therefore we don't have to be choshev anything now. Because if you also shilya a little bit, it's not going to be aser. It's not going to be aser, why not? Because it's not, there's no vlad in it. No vlad in it, there's no vleda. So, if you find a vlad inside, you can assume this thing is empty. It never had a vlad. Loishon hashenim a vlad. It did have a vlad. If the vlad is inside. Loishon hashenim a vlad. Aviyashim a vlad. Ein choshev vlad achi. Not choshev. There's two vladas, and the first one lost the shilya. Rav Yechon Amar no. Bein einim a vlad. Bein shem a vlad. Choshev vlad achi. We are choshev vlad achi. If a shilya comes out, we say this shilya is out because maybe there's a vlad inside. There's another vlad inside. No, that vlad had a different shilya. We just don't know that shilya got decomposed. So tomorrow, that's what Chayes Yechidon and Rabbi Elazar. So it comes out what? Rabbi Elazar is more makel. Right? The Gemara, how can you say that's what Chayes Yechidon Yechidon? Ain't he? But I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, a lechumra on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Rabbi Elazar is a chumra. If he's a chumra, this doesn't stim. The way we have machlekes can't be a chumra. Eloi itma, achi itma. So we have our machlekes here wrong because Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's a chumra. If he says it's not a chumra, right? He says the shilya, if there's a lot inside, the shilya is not a leda. So he's a kula. Rabbi Elazar is a kula. So if Rav Elazar chumra, we gotta change the machlekes. So Gemara, itma hachi itma. We're gonna change the version of the machlekes here. Rav Elazar v'yechon. Am Rav Elazar lo yishon osein ekshur b'vlat. The whole din of the Mishnah that's asa b'achila is only that's not attached to the vlad. So then we assume it's a vlad inside. Av kashura b'vlad. If it's attached to the vlad that's inside, ain't choishin vlad acher. We're not choishin tonar vlad. Rav Yechon Amar. So basically, according to Rav Lazar, the only time you save the shilya is only if it's attached to the vlad. So a little machmer. V'echanama anu ein lo elo shilya v'loy vlad. The only time we are machmer if there's shilya and there's no vlad inside the behema. Ava yesh ima vlad. If there's a vlad inside the behema, bein k'shura b'vlad ve'ein k'shura vlad ein choshev vlad acher. Say if it's k'shura, then it's pashut with not choshev. But even ein k'shura would not choshev for not a vlad. So that's very kishmak how Rav Elazar is a chumra. He says that if it's not attached, with choishes for not a vlad. So Rav Elazar is a chumra. Tanya of say the Rav Elazar. We have a brisa. It's a riot to Rav Elazar. Hamapelas min behema chayev ahoi. This is talking about a person, a isha. Isha that gives birth to a behema chayev ahoi does not have tumas leida. As long as there's no dam, no tumas leida, according to Rabbana. So here we have Isha, who was my palace min behem chayv oif, v'shulya imam, and there was a shulya together also came out in the miscarriage. V'zman shekshur behem, if they attach to each other, ain choshev vlad acha. You're not choshev and not a vlad in the shulya. Ain shekshur behem, but if it's not attached, hareini mato leh choymer shtei vladas. We give the chumra of both. Why? What does it mean to give chumra of both? On one hand, we say the shulya probably had a vlad, a real vlad, so it gets tumas leida. Of 2 weeks, maybe it was in a keva. On the other hand, we don't give imei tayar. We say maybe there was no vlad, and really the vlad was the behema noif that blew in the shulya. So you get chumras both ways. Shani Omer, the tzad to say that there is tumas leida is this Shani Omer. Shani Omer shema nimuach shfir shel shulya. Maybe the baby in the shulya got decomposed. It's not here, but really it was a baby here. And shema nimuach shuyas shel shfir. And maybe the shulya of the shfir, which means the behema. Also got decomposed, and therefore they're not really a match with each other. They each have their own thing, so that's why you're choshev tumas leida. So this is like Rabbi Elazar who says anytime it's not kshura or choshev. So it's a riot to Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that anytime there is a vlad, you say no, they're a match. Rabbi Elazar is machmer. Only if it's kshura can you say it's a match. If it's not, you don't say it's a match. It said right in the Mishnah, hamevakeres shepila. That had a miscarriage, you could throw it to the klavim. Why? Maybe it's a bechor. My time. I'm Rav Ika Breid, Rav Ami. Roy Beim is yilez dava kodesh v'chayro. Roy Beim is give birth to something that's kodesh v'chayro. Umiit yirel dos dava shen kodesh v'chayro. Which means most behemoths taka have behemoths that look like them and they have an opportunity to be kodesh v'chayro. But there is a miit that gives birth to a nidme. Nidme means something, Rashi means a counterfeit, which means something that is like a Rachel that yolda min eiz. It's like in the sheep family, it gives birth to a goat. And that's Xeris Akashav, that by Bechar it says, Ach Bechar Shar, there has to be Dafka, Hu Bechar U Bechar Shar. So therefore, there's a miyat that have babies that are not royal Bechar. Umayni unidme. And all yaldas give half schar half a kevis. So smaych miyuta the nidme lemechzan a kevis half a schar miyuta comes out 50-50 is zach on a keva, and that in the tzaddik is zach, maybe it's a nidme, and therefore the halach is that you can throw it leklavim because it's not kadosh. Uvum kadoshim to cover why. My time, Ruba Bar Mikdashu. There, Saya Zachar and a Keva could be Kaddish. So therefore, Ruba Bar Mikdashu, and therefore, you have to bury it because maybe it was Kaddish. Ve'ein Kaver Maisa. It says that if a behemo, and oh, I think the same thing applies to a person as a miscarriage, you're now allowed to bury it by the crossroads or hang it on a tree in order to show the people this is happening, because, not show the people, in order to have the special good luck charm that helps not to have miscarriages, because that's dark amari. Abaye v'rav v'damar tavayu. How do you know when something dark amari or not? Let's say here.
There's no intrinsic tumah in it.
No, no tumah. Zero to do with tumah. There's zero to do with tumah.
I know, but there's no tumah in it.
Maybe there's tumah in it. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It depends how much of a thing it's there. We're talking about behemoth last night. Tumah behemoth. No, don't say all. Tumah behemoth. Behemoth is no tumah. No tumah is oil on behemoth. You bury it on the ground, there's no problem. Talking about behemoth. But our mission is talking about behemoth, so we'll assume it's talking about behemoth. So forget about what I said about Adam, because I don't want to make any problems here. That's a different story. Now I'll make Tumah, 100%. It's talking about behemoth. And behemoth is saying it's dark amir. Now, how do you know when something's dark amir? Like a lot of times, there's medicines that are dark amir. Are you allowed to use it or not? So, Bayram will give you the cloud. Bayram will tell you, Kol Dovah Sheyesh Bei Refuah, Ein Bei Mishum Dark Amir. Anything that has a refuah, there's no dark emir. Ein bar refuah, yesh bar dark emir. Now, what exactly does that mean? Rashi learns over here that it means yesh bar, if the refuah is placed on the makkah itself, so then or the lachash, the incantation is set on the makkah itself, that's not dark emir. But if it's something that's mibachotz, that you do it not on the makkah, for example, here you don't do it in the miscarriage, you do it somewhere else, that's called dark emir. There's other pshatim. This also in other masechtas. That one of the pshatim are something that's nicker, it's refuah. For example, you put a bandaid on, you drink something, then it's mutter. Something that's not nicker for refuah, that's worse. That's another pshat. There's different pshatim and shayim how to learn. But there's certain things, dark emir, not dark emir. Frank the Gemara is a problem with dark emir. If I tell him to the braisa, Elon Shemesha peroisa. Some of the problem, this tree keeps on, before they get even ripe, they fall off the tree. And people step in it and ruin it. The tree keeps on losing its peris. What do you do? Soikre v'sikra, you color it with red marker, v'toynim v'avonim, or you put avonim, stones on it, on this tree. So, bishlam v'tona avonim v'avonim, that has a little bit of a practical and natural type of remedy. Kehecha, on top of ayin chesem v'alev, the nichash chele, because it's too, the pears are too getting too fat, and that's why they're falling off. So putting stones on the tree, you weaken the tree a little bit, so it won't produce such kishmaka fat pears, it won't fall off. That makes sense. El Soikra Basikra, what's that? That sounds like Dark Emir to me. El Soikra Basikra, am I? So I'll tell you Pshat. In order of people should see and daven fit. That's what it's for. Not because it's like a Dark Emir or some kind of a good luck charm. It's there that people should see and daven that this tree should get better. It says that a Mitzvah goes out of the Machna, what does it do with Tomei, Tomei Yikra? What does it mean? Why does it tell him when he's Tomei? Tzarech L'dil, Rabim, Rabim, Vakshel, Rachman. More people should daven for him. V'chei Mishar, that's why it's not a Dark Emir. The reason is people should daven. Same thing about a tree. V'chei Mishar, Dava, when anything happens to someone, it's best to tell all the people. Tzarech L'dil, Rabim, Rabim, Vakshel, Rachman. It's good to tell all the people about it. This way they daven for you. Amravina command talino and kufso adikla. The minig was there used to hang a cluster of dates on a tree, on a date tree that was not giving dates. What was that going to come from? Kamai kai tana, like this Tano says that this is a simon to davin, that the tzara you should daven fit, and that's why it's not dark emir. It's tami yikra tzarech l'dil rabim rabim vaksu rachmim. That's the reason why we do these things. Hadin alach behema makasha b'li neder.